Father, we thank you this morning that we can be, or that we are, a part of the family of God. Such a blessing, Lord, that we can gather this morning and we can lift our voices and sing, and we can open our hearts one to another. We can have real fellowship around your word and around you and things you've done for us. And Lord, we do ask in Jesus' name, please continue to be here with us. Thank you so much for the good word that we've heard already about surrendering our hearts and having that surrendered will and brokenness and the children's lesson, the singing, the different songs, and all these things. God, we do just want to continue to open our hearts and help us, Father. We're on a journey, and we just ask for help that we could be a faithful people. So ask, Lord, for your guidance. Help my thoughts to be clear. Just ask, Lord, that you would anoint my heart with your spirit and give me ability to share and communicate the things that you have given. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Might just fill you in a little bit. The twins came home on Friday. So it's sort of lots of happiness with that. But you know how it is if there's twins and the saying goes, if you have twins, there isn't a whole lot of night there. So do pray for Jeremy and Kate with their journey. Things are going well, but they're home. Before I put the title on the board this morning, I'd like to first maybe draw our minds into what we would desire to be and function like as a brotherhood. And I'm specifically thinking of us as a brotherhood, that our hearts would be drawn together as a brotherhood. Is there anyone that would desire that? Anyone that would desire that? I think all of us have this desire that we would do this. And I know that there's various things that maybe hinder that or push that apart. And I'd like to talk about one of those things this morning. And the things I want to talk about this morning has been on my heart for a long time already. It's been on my heart and haven't been sure when to communicate or share this. But I'd like for us to just consider this morning that all of us here, it's God's will. It's God's will that we draw our hearts together. Am I right? Between brothers to brothers, sisters to sisters, that we do that, right? It's God's will. Now, since it's God's will, we have to take specific energies in moving forward to that, right? Now, the subject I want to talk about this morning, I'm going to say, sometimes we don't know how to relate to it. We know that a part of these things are wrong, but we don't know how to relate to it. Okay? And I'm going to say that sometimes there's actually a level of ignorance that goes with the subject. And so I want to just maybe put it up here for us to see. Who can tell me the title? Slander. slander and its awful effects. Now, I don't think there's anyone here that would like to slander. No one. But I'm going to say that as I've been looking at this subject, I'm just going to say that I have done it. I'm going to be open with you and just tell you that I have done it. Then I've looked later on, I've looked at what I said and I've realized that I've done it. I want to just be open to you with that. Because I think sometimes these things happen and we're not aware, or there's not a sensitivity on our own, in our own heart, when these things happen, and later on we reflect and we have questions about it. Now turn with me for an opening scripture to the book of James. We'd just like to look there for and read a couple of verses as we look at the subject. And my goal here this morning is to bring an understanding on the subject. I have zero desire to have any criticism pointed toward anyone at all. But my desire is to give us an understanding so all of us could examine where we are on the subject. Because I would like to just give admission that in the whole realm of the Anabaptist people, with the dynamic of there being a lot of associations and a lot of relatives and a lot of associating back and forth, I'm going to say it's a known fact that there's a lot of gossip and slander that happens that shouldn't. Now, am I saying that right when I say that? How do you connect with me on that? There's a lot that happens. And I'm not here to justify any. I'm saying it happens. And I'm saying it's not just right here. When you look at the broader, many people, many associations, there's a level of this, what I'm going to call slander, whispering, various things that happen. And sometimes it becomes a part of what we do without any recognition of what we really do or what's happening. I'd like to bring an understanding to that. James chapter 3. Verse 1, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Wow, that's a big statement. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, how that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father. Therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Do the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom, or of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now, there's specifically five words that I'm going to say come into the line that I want to talk about this morning. And I use this word right here, first of all, and it's I use that in a general way in the subject I want to talk about this morning. But there's four other words that we want to talk about, and actually, I'm going to use biblical terms. I want to use biblical terms when I'm looking at the subject. So, who can tell me four other words that come into the same category as slander? Anyone? Okay, gossip isn't actually a biblical term. Evil speaking is another one. Evil speaking, backbiting, it comes in there, but there was another one here. I'm sorry. Whispering. Slander, evil speaking, whispering. More? Talebearer, that's another one. Talebearer. Okay, one more. Anyone? Yeah? Sowing discord. Okay, sowing discord is the other one that I have. There could be more. This is not at all an exhaustive subject. I'm not at all exhausting the words or the terms. What I want to do here this morning is look at some of these and the meanings and definitions and try to understand what Scripture has to say about these things and what it really is. And again, as we look at these subjects, or as we look at the subject, my goal is to help us understand what it is, how it's done. And I personally feel it's done at times without us knowing it. We get into habits of doing things and we don't have an awareness of what it is, what it's doing. And I'm going to say that I've done these things. We're here to just look at the subject and say, what can we learn? Because as brothers, am I right? Am I right? That as a brotherhood, we have a desire to do this, right? And if we look at those words, are those words conducive to doing this or this? Do you follow the difference? These words up here, when we do them, we'll do one or the other. They'll either draw us together or apart. And it's clearly, if we do this, it pushes us apart. And that's that's what's very displeasing to God on the subject. Now, we're going to look at these five words. We're going to look at scriptures later on. But first of all, before we look at the scriptures, we just want to look at the definitions. Who can tell me what a whisperer is? What's a whisperer? Anyone? What's a whisperer? Yes. Okay, very good. A whisperer is someone that talks about another person behind their back. So he's not actually whispering, as in whispering, but he's talking around someone else's back about the person. That's a whisper. That's a whisper. What's a talebearer? What's a talebearer? Anyone? Spreading around. Spreading around. Good. Yeah. Another term is an informer. An informer. What's wrong with informing? I'm going to look at the scriptures a little bit later. But a talebearer is someone that informs others. It informs people. Here's another one. A slanderer. What's the definition of a slanderer? Anyone? Yes. Someone who tries to put down the reputation. Yes, okay. Now, it's not only trying, but he puts down, or he defames. Another word that can be used there is to defame. Okay? So a brother is known for someone, and if something is brought and it defames his reputation, defaming is a slanderer, if we defame someone. Sowing discord. Sowing discord. Anyone can tell me what that is? Sowing discord. What does sowing discord mean? Yes. Okay, good definition. He's saying taking the other four words and spreading it around. Now, the word sowing is used here, sowing. So it might not be just this whole big explanation of like slander, but it's these little things that are thrown out, and it brings question in people's minds, and it defames, and it's sowing something that continues to grow then, sowing discord. So those are the definitions. Those are the definitions of these five words. And these words are not all-inclusive. There's other terms that could also be used, but these are the five that I've chosen this morning for us to just take and observe and look at and ask ourselves the question, how does this fit into my own life? Am I doing any of this? Is there changes that I need to make in my everyday conversation and relating to others? Now, let me just read two paragraphs here. A rumor or talk of an intimate nature that is personal and sensational. Something spoken by a person who habitually spreads intimate or private rumors or facts. Now, I want to distinguish that. Rumors or facts, either one. The words that stand out to me are personal, sensational, rumors, and spreads. These are spoken by others about someone that can involve rumors or facts. Either way, they are private, or at least should be. A conversation that involves talking about another person when they are not present can include malicious, damaging rumors or facts. These tidbits can be either true or false. Either way, they are damaging to the person who is not present to hear them. Like wildfire, gossip can spread rapidly and cover a great many people in a short amount of time. Now, just to tell you how quickly those things spread in our community. I have had salesmen that have come into my shop and in doing business, and they talk about the Amish radio. And what they're referring to is things happen, something happens in a community, and 2 hours later it spreads all over the place, and there's people communicating everywhere about things that are going on even quicker than what happens on a broader level with technology. And what happens is there's information that's, it can be a death, or it can be some gossip or slander, but things float around very, very quickly. I've had salespeople walk into my office and literally talk about how that happens in our communities. And some, not necessarily in a negative way, it might just be news of a death or anything of the nature, or it could also be this. And I'm relating that to say that there is what I'm going to call a culture, a way of doing things. There are things that are, what I'm going to say, norms in people relating to one another that sometimes should not be norms. And my goal here this morning is to open that and have us consider and look at ourselves and ask ourselves the question where we fit into this, and if the conversations that I'm having are the kind of conversations that draw me together with my brothers, that draw me together with them, or whether they push me apart. Because all of us, everyone in this room, we ought to be at a place where the things that we say, we're drawing together, and if there's issues between us, those issues need to be resolved. Our goal is to draw our hearts together as a brotherhood. And there's various things that can happen that push us apart. And if things are pushing us apart, we ought to be of such a nature that we can be men and women of integrity that go and resolve those things. Because there are times that I do things. I know there's times that I do things and they hurt a brother way down deep in his heart. And I don't know. I have no idea what I did. I have no idea the level of struggle that I have caused to my brother. And with what I've done, there ought to be a goal among us as brothers that we open our hearts one to another. We're able to go and dialogue and sort through those things and come together as brothers and sisters. That's what real church is all about. Being able to have real fellowship and be able to acknowledge when the things come that should not be. Face it. Slander and its awful effects. Now, it was mentioned here a little bit ago, but I'd like to just make a specific point. When it comes to tale-bearing, when it comes to gossip, when it comes to these words right here, slander, evil speaking, whispering, tale-bearing, sowing discord, I'd like to suggest that we tend to have the idea that if it's true, it's okay to say it. And if it's not true, it's just gossip. I don't know, do you follow the difference? We tend to think that way. And I find myself thinking that way at times. If something is true, then it's okay for me to share it. If it's true, it's okay for me to share it. And if it's not true or if it's questionable, then I definitely shouldn't say it. Now, these words right here, slander means to defame. I'm going to suggest that to defame someone, it can be true or not true, but it does the same thing. I don't know if you follow that. To defame or slander someone, there might be something that I did or one of you brothers did that was very wrong. And if those things are wrong, then that doesn't open the door for there to be slandering about the situation. That issue, that wrong that was done, needs to be resolved. And I can't go into all the do's and don'ts of how to do that. That's not the goal this morning. But I'd like to just open the door that there's ways to resolve those issues that God would like for us to move forward in. But just because it was true does not open the door for us to be slandering or defaming our brother. Now, I like to just maybe give a couple allegories, and I trust that you can bear with me a bit. Now, David, am I allowed to use you? Okay. Consider with me, Brother David, here. Let's just say your name just ran away from me. Javen, let's just say Javen has a hard time with his dad. Now, are we all on board that David and his family should be like this, right? Okay, they ought to be like this, all right? So let's just say Javen has a hard time with his dad. And so as he's wrestling through that, he goes around to the other boys from church and he talks about his dad. Now, what do you think that does between him and his dad and the whole family? Do you think that draws them together or pushes them apart? Push it apart. Now, truth is, there might be a real issue, and David might be here, and David, maybe he's angry. Maybe he had something happen. He was just angry. Or maybe he did something that was very unbecoming for a dad to do. It's just wrong. But when Javen goes around and talks negatively and defames his dad, what do you think happens in the rest of the brotherhood and in his own family? Maybe Javen goes to his sisters and says, I just can't stand dad. Or I just can't stand dad, right? I just can't stand him. Okay? And what David did, it wasn't right. Okay? But do you see, it pushes that whole thing apart. It does all kinds of things in the brotherhood. And in the home, rather than doing this, it's doing this. Okay, do you follow? And so these aren't just things in the brotherhood. These are things on the workplace with employers, employees. These are things in our homes. These are things wherever we go. You know, this is a broader picture. This is a way of life. But these kind of things happen. These kind of things really happen. Now, I'd like to suggest that for many of us, and I include myself, there's things that we say and things that we do in this whole realm that I think we're blind in. Okay, do you know what it means to be blind? Okay. Yeah, this is a clean hanky, I think. This is blind. Can't see. Okay, I don't see. I have said things, and later on I looked and said, I didn't see what I suggested. I just said, I'm blind to it. And I'm going to suggest that there are those of us sitting here who make statements and do and say things, and we're blind to it, and we don't see it. If we would see it, we wouldn't do it, right? I like to suggest that there are things that we do, and we're blind to. Oh, by the way, Durkee, welcome back. There are things that we do, and we don't don't see ourselves. If we would see what it's doing, we wouldn't do it. I'd like to suggest that we all have a good heart. We want to do what's right. We want to draw together. But we need to look at these things and ask ourselves a question. Are we doing things in this nature that is actually pushing us apart? Now, Paul, am I allowed to use you too? Okay. All right, let's just say Paul has a, he rips off a customer. Well, not purposefully, but there's something with the business that he does that just wasn't quite up to speed, and somehow maybe Joseph or Timothy, one of you see or hear that, all right, and you observe that. And then Timothy and Joseph, they go talk about Paul and what he did. Or maybe it's another brother. Okay, do you follow what that does? It defames Paul. Now, truth is, Paul probably did wrong. And there could be a whole sermon just to talk about specifically how to relate on that level, how to bring those things to a place of rest. That's not what we're talking about today. But what we're trying to bring to our attention, slander, evil speaking, whispering, tale-bearing, and sowing discord pushes us apart from our brothers who we need to be together with. Now, in John chapter 17, in verse 22, it says, "And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." Here it says that there's a glory between the Father and Jesus. There's a glory that was there. And when Jesus ascended into heaven, he came and he gave this glory to us, his people. He gave us this glory that we together could be one, that we could be united. I'm going to say that's one of the most beautiful things. God gave us his glory so that we have the ability to actually do this. And we'll read it again. "And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." Now here's another heading. How and where does slander often happen, or these things right here? Where does it happen? Number one, I'm going to suggest that these things happen in the absence of the person that is involved, that we're speaking about. Am I right? It happens in the absence of the person involved. Number two, sometimes it happens one-on-one. Number three, sometimes it happens when we don't want to approach a brother. For various reasons, sometimes maybe I have done something and you think I'm not going to understand you, so you don't want to come to me. I'm rough and tough. So you don't want to come to me, so you just talk. Sometimes it happens with children. Sometimes children hear their parents talking and children talk. Sometimes it happens on a Sunday afternoon after church. Sometimes it happens on the phone. Sometimes it happens in the living room when there's people together and there's talking going on. These things happen in various places. I like to just make a specific point here that slandering and whispering and these things, I like to give it a definition of its sin. Am I allowed to say it that strong? Am I allowed to say it that strong? Listen to this. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity. And then it uses the word whisperers. It's right in the middle of all these other things, like fornication and covetousness, maliciousness, unrighteousness, murder, debate. Wow. It's right in there, right? It's right there. Now, I like to just look at some of the words that describe these words and the biblical contexts and the verses that describe how these things divide people. Listen to these words. In Proverbs chapter 10, in verse 18, it says this: He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Well, let me read it again. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. And what does slander mean? To defame, right? To defame someone. Here's another one. Proverbs 16, verse 28. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. Now let me read it again. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. Here's another one. Proverbs 6, verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate, and seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies. Now listen to this. And he that soweth discord among brethren. There's five things that God hates. One of those is sowing discord. Sowing discord. Now, there's another verse here that God is actually going to cut off the slander. Now that's some very, very strong terminology. Now listen to this. In Psalms 101, verse 5 says this: Whoso privily or privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. That's some pretty strong words there. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off, and him that hath an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. Slander destroys homes. Slander destroys churches. Slander destroys individuals. Slander destroys workplaces. They're just awful things that happen. Now, here's an interesting observation. Strife quits when there is no talebearer. Strife quits when there's no talebearer. Listen to this. Proverbs 26, verse 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Now, the other night, we were sitting out around the fire, and we were doing hot dogs and just having a nice family time and roasted marshmallows and did the nice s'more thing and all those good things. And after a while, the fire sort of died down and died down and died down. Then there's embers there yet. And finally it was gone. Where there is no wood, the fire goeth out. Now listen to this. Where there is no wood, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. I don't know, did you get that? The strife quits, or the strife ceases when there's no talebearing. Isn't that interesting? The strife ceases where there's no talebearing. Now, here is a struggle that many people face. And I'd like to just have some dialogue about that. I'm going to say that there are situations that come up when there's offenses between brothers and there's difficulties that come up, and brothers are at a place where they don't know what to do and how to move forward in responding and resolving that. And a brother might look and say, well, it's wrong for me to go talk to other people. It's wrong for me to do that, but I don't know how to move forward. And maybe sometime I need to have some teaching on how to clear those offenses. But I don't want to do that this morning, but I would like to give a specific key that will, I'm going to say, open the door to help us sort through that, okay? Is there ever a right time to talk to another brother about a situation? I'm going to suggest that yes, there is. Yes, there is. And I'm going to put out a simple phrase, and many years ago, I'm going to say about 22 years ago, we had even discussions in our brothers' meeting about the subject, and this is a little motto that we put out and talked about at that point. And I feel it sort of died out, all right? but here's a little phrase. If you are a part of the problem or a part of the solution, then it's okay to have dialogue to sort that through. I don't know if you follow that. Sometimes I don't, so-and-so might not be a part of the problem, but maybe if I go to this brother and there's an understanding between us that, you know, I'm struggling with this. How can I sort through this struggle with some other brother? I need help to sort through it. And how can I come together with this? Okay, that's being a part of the solution to the problem. If you are part of the problem or a part of the solution, there's an open door to dialogue through that, to sort through and bring things between brothers and the home and in the church, wherever it might be. Being a part of the problem or a part of the solution is an ability to help bring that to rest. So I'd like to just open that door. Now, do you follow that? If we're part of the problem or part of the solution, it opens a door to us to dialogue through that to bring it to rest. Part of the problem or part of the solution. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says these things. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than themselves. Now, we can't do that while we're doing this. We can't do that. It's contrary one to the other. I'd like to just look at two verses, and I'm just going to mention them. I'm not going to spend time with them, but I'd like to just mention them. Romans chapter 15, verse 14 says, and I myself also am persuaded of you, brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. It's opening the door to us admonishing each other and helping the other if there are faults and if there are situations There's a need for that, admonishing one another. Matthew 18, verse 15, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee. So I'd like to just draw a distinction here. The one here is a sinning against me, if a brother sins against me. The other one is simply admonishing, seeing a need, seeing things there and admonishing. The other one is if there's an offense that has come my way. Moreover, if the brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. And I'm not going to go into the rest of the verses there, but I'd just like to bring it to the table. Those are real things. Those things need to be done. Unless we're able to sit down and dialogue and sort through the offenses and things that come up between us, we won't be able to draw together in our hearts. We have to. We have to be able to talk and dialogue through the offenses and things that come, but it's with the heart to do this and not doing this, which pushes us apart. I'd like to just go down through here. There's a number of verses that Proverbs and various scriptures give. Listen to these words. Proverbs 20, verse 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. If someone is just a talebearer, don't go and listen to him and just be a part of that. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Don't let any corrupt communication come out of your mouth. This stuff is corrupt communication, but that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Proverbs 21, verse 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. It's interesting. Let me just read it again. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from a lot of troubles. Proverbs 18, verse 8. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down in the innermost part. I've had that. I've heard talebearing. And I've seen brothers, when they heard about the talebearing that was going on, the wounds went way down deep in their heart. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost part of the belly. Proverbs 11:13, a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. 1 Timothy 5:13, and withal they learn to be idle. This is specifically talking about ladies. Sorry, ladies. They learn to be idle, wandering from house to house, not only idle, but are tattlers and also busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11. And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. Some people are busybodies in other people's business. James 1, verse 1. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. If we don't know how to bridle our tongue, the religion that we have is vain religion. Titus chapter 3, verse 2. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. James chapter 4, verse 11 says this, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. It says, don't speak evil one of another, brethren. Now, I'm going to just simply stop with that. What I shared this morning probably wasn't balanced. Right? It probably wasn't balanced. And you might come away with a lot of questions that I didn't answer. And I'd like to just say, this is good for us to just think about. And if you have other thoughts that can help us sort through this, God help us with that. But here's my heart. Somehow, if we can look at these things, and all of us as a brotherhood try to do this, all of us as a brotherhood try to do this, if we abstain from these things, we move forward doing this. That's what God wants us to be doing. God wants us to be doing this as a brotherhood. These things will always push us apart. God wants us to be doing this. Lord bless us.